Go on.
And there was somebody called Flight Lieutenant Rennell.
Flight Lieutenant Rennell. He was the gentleman that gave me my first flight. I must relay this to you.
So this is your first flight?
My first flight ever. I must have been about 14. And I went to see Alf Fordham. And I said, Mr. Fordham, is there any possibility of me having a flight in one of the test aeroplanes? And yes, he said, son, you can have a test flight. He said, you deserve it. For what reason, I don't know. But there was a system that they had within the works of taking the Mickey out of people who had never flown before. I had to go to the stores where the storekeeper would fit you out with a set of overalls, a flying helmet, goggles. You would have to put all this on, and they would adjust the parachute for you to make sure that it fitted everything. And it was one of these parachutes that you sat on. It wasn't a clip-on. You sat on it. It was the harness and everything was one. So you had this on, and you was ready to go out. And I said, oh, no, just a minute. Have you had your lungs tested? No. What have I got to have my lungs? Oh, you've got to have your lungs tested. So this was a bright summer's day. And it was, I was going to fly in a hind trainer. And it was, you had to blow into this machine that they fixed up. It had a dial on it, which I don't think ever worked. And you had this mouthpiece and you had a blow in it. And when you blew in it, you could feel the air going out at the sides, unknowing that what you were doing, you was blowing into graphite powder, and this powder was coming all out and around your face. So this was done unbeknowingly. So you waddled out with this parachute hitting under your legs. And I was told, oh, go and sit out on the bench outside the hangar doors. Well, I sat out there outside the hangar doors, brilliant sunshine, with all this clobber on. And of course, you start to sweat. The graphite starts running all around your face. And everybody in the hangar, including the pilots, not Mr. Ballman, though, but the other pilots would come out and they would, you're going to have a flight, Ron. Because everybody knew you by your Christian name. And, I said, it's hot. And everybody from the factory coming out and, you're going to have a flight, Ron. You're going to have a flight. Yeah. And all they were doing was just stopping themselves from laughing because the mess that you looked in was unbelievable. And Flight Lieutenant Rennell came out and he said, right, Ron, come on. I walked up to out to the aircraft and the boys helped me into the aircraft. I can always remember that. And he took this hind trainer and he took it up and he said, it's a test flight, you know, son. I said, yes, sir. And he flew that aircraft upside down, inside out, spun it, did everything to me. I felt terrible. I thought, is this aviation? Anyway, when we came down, I wasn't actually sick, because if I'd have been sick in that aircraft, I would have had to have cleaned it up. That was one of the stipulations. And I went home, and I went straight to bed. because I felt terrible. But that was my first flight. It was a wonderful experience. I'll never forget it.
I'm sure you'll never forget it.
The other things that
this is the well-known hawker tradition of
first flights for novices.
First flights for novices of pulling your leg and
pulling your leg and taking the Mickey. It was, you know, it was, you took it all in good fun. It was, you know, it was a sort of esprit de corps amongst everybody.
It was a sort of tradition and a rite of passage almost,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, it was great.